Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, people, I am back. I got disconnected again. I got disconnected two times today already. I was in the midst of teaching you out of the book of Leviticus 26. Something is really powerful about this message today, because yesterday I tried to do the same message, the same title yesterday. And I did all the talking and all the stuff that, you know, I supposed to did, and then it did not record the message. And today I got disconnected twice. So what that is telling me, I have some demonic interference right now. They do not want me to tell you what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews, want you to know today. And that's why I got all this activity. I rebuke all of you demons right now, and I send you right back to the embassy where you belong. I bind you to the embassy where you belong. And again, I like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all the honor, all the glory, the Holy Spirit, his son, Yeshua, the Messiah, and the holy angels. Thank you. Thank you that I'm not the kind of person that give up so easy. I realize that I'm on a demonic activity around me right now. I rebuke every demonic force that will come against the mouthpiece of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews. And I command you and your demons back to the embassy where you belong. Now, the title of this show is Hebrew Nation Truth Ministry. This is Hebrew Nation Truth Ministry speaking to you today prophetically from the God of Abraham. The title of this show is Egypt, the Mindset of a People with or Without Their God. And I read to you before we got disconnected earlier, Exodus chapter 12, verse 36 through 37. And that's when the children of Israel left Egypt, our ancestors, and they spoiled the Egyptians. They took everything that they needed because the God of Moses had destroyed Pharaoh. He had destroyed Egypt. There was nothing left in Egypt. So they took anything that they wanted to take from the Egyptian children, which are Africans. They are not Hebrews, even though they're black. They was Africans. Hamites are Africans. They are not Hebrews. So the Hebrews, Joseph was a Hebrew. Jacob is a Hebrew. The Hebrews spoiled the Egyptians when they left Egypt. And when they left Egypt, let me go to the script and read it for you. Give me a moment, because I got to do this all over again. Brother, could you give me a cocoa, please? Coconut, I'm going to need it, because I can feel some. You hear me? Excuse me, people. I'm going to read Exodus 12, 36 and 37 verse to start off our broadcast today. Let me show you what kind of people our ancestors was. And let me show you what kind of people you people are today. You have not changed. You way worse than they was. That's what the Bible says. And that's what the God of this, the Creator, say. You way worse than your ancestors. Way worse. It's outside. You way worse. So let's go into it to show you how bad that you people are really. How bad you are. How bad you are. And this is why you got all this death and all this destruction and stuff around you. And all you can do is go march in front of the White House and the government house and the mayor house. For what? For what? What can they do for you? And they ain't going to do nothing for y'all. People been marching since we got off the slave ships. Ain't nothing changed then, and ain't nothing going to change now. Because you marching for the wrong one, and you marching for the wrong reason and the wrong purpose. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews, is in control. Not the government, not the Blue House, the White House, no house. He's in control right now. So, Exodus 12:36, people. Honey, what did you do with the skillet? Excuse me, people. What you do with the skillet? Because they buy it again. What you do with the skillet? You put it? Okay. Exodus 36:37. 12. Exodus 12:36. And Ahiah gave the people favor. Let me go to verse 35. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold in remnant. And Ahiah gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to sackcloth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men besides children. You want to know how our ancestors left Egypt after the God of Moses destroyed Egypt? They left Egypt on foot. On foot. Walking wherever they had to go. They didn't have no trucks and vans and SUVs and airplanes, and they didn't have none of that. They didn't have no chariots to take them up out of Egypt. They left walking on foot, people. And this is what you're going to have to do when you decide that you are ready to leave Babylon. Which is, Babylon is all over this earth right now. Every city, every country that you see represent Babylon. Tell them to hurry up. They bite, hon. Tell them to hurry up with the cocoa, please. Every country, every city that you see in this earth represent Babylon. Give me a minute, people. So you can get your mind off of, oh, well, my flight gonna come through an angel. Or this gonna happen. Or this, I ain't got no money. I ain't got no job. I ain't got none. No, and you ain't gonna never have none. Because you are slaves. And you are in the land of your enemies right now. You think your enemy's gonna give you something? All over the earth is the land of your enemies, Israel. What do you think you're going to get from them? What do you think they're going to give you? What they already gave you? Nothing. Absolutely nothing, people. So you might as well make it up in your mind. You might as well make it up in your mind right now, people, that you got to exit the lands of your enemies. Because that life is over with what you used to have. That life ain't coming back. That life, your life is a mask now. Wearing a mask for 24 hours a day. That's your life now. Social distance. Wherever you go, you got to be separated from your mom and your dad and your sister and your brothers. I'm talking the real to you. I come to help you. This is a helpline. I come to correct you and give you some knowledge and wisdom and understanding for what we need to do prophetically right now and where we need to be going and what we need to be thinking about. Not marching up and down the street talking about Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, all this stuff y'all been saying. Ain't no man never helped us. Ain't no government never helped us. And they never will. So you people just wasting your time. You need to be taking this time right now to exit Babylon. Walk away from your captivity, like the children of Israel walked away thousands of years ago from Egypt on foot. They walked all the way to the wilderness on foot. That's what you need to be thinking about, freeing yourselves. Give me one moment. Let me go to Leviticus 26, next chapter. Leviticus 26. Yes, we are in trouble, people. Can't y'all see that? Can't you see that your world is never going to be the same again? I don't care how much you march to the White House and the government house and the mayor house. They can't do nothing for you. You march it to the wrong people and for the wrong people. And I'm going to prove that they can't do nothing for you through the Bible. I'm going to prove to you people what you are doing is wrong. And you don't even know that because you ain't got no leaders that's going to tell you that. Because they don't understand the prophetic and they don't understand the real God and what he want right now. It's all about what he want right now, people. It ain't about what you want no more. That's over with. It ain't about what you want no more. You had your chance. You had your day, you had your hour, you had your glory, and you had your time. Right now, it's all about the God of Moses, the real God, and what he wants right now. Who do you people think you are? Who do y'all think you are? And I'm going to read through this. And then I'm going to go back to my key points in Leviticus 26. He shall make unto you. This is when the children of Israel, our ancestors, left Egypt on foot and went into the wilderness, walking many and thousands of miles. You shall make, this is the covenant, this is the law that he gave the children of Israel. When they got into the wilderness, he showed them what he wanted them to do. He told them what he wanted to do. He told them what kind of God he was and what they was not allowed to do as his people. Yes, Father, I will mention that. And you shall make you no idols of graven images, neither render you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am a higher your God. You should keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am a higher. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. Verse 4, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And you, and I will rid you, I will rid evil beasts of you. I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither should a sword go through your land. Leviticus 26:7. And you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. And I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. This is all the things he told our ancestors that he was going to do for them if they keep his law. And his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgment. He was going to do all this good stuff for them. Just like he wanted to do all this good stuff for us. Their children. CDR, could you get up and close this door, close the back door, and put the, excuse me, people, and put the, what's the name, the apron in. These mosquitoes, they're outrageous right now. Give me a minute. Now I'm reading Leviticus 26:8. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and be your God. And you shall be my people. Verse 13. I am a higher your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you shall not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. Now that was all the covenant for the children of Israel to keep laws. How many laws is it, Christian church? Not two greatest laws that you teach. Not the Ten Commandments that you teach. It's 600 some laws in the Bible that the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, the Hebrew nation, supposed to keep in the Gentiles if they want to serve the real God. You must keep his law. You must obey him. You must bow down to what he told our ancestors and what he's telling us to do right now today. He's the same God that he was yesterday. Whatever he say, his word would not come back void. If he wrote you 630 commandments, that's what he expects you to do. And that's what he expects you to follow and keep, and not religion. And that's what you people have done. You have been keeping religion all your lives. And that's why you don't know what's going on now. You don't know how to talk to the people. You can't lead the people. You can't guide the people. You can't direct the people. Why? Because you can't hear the God of Abraham. Leviticus 26:14. This is the punishment for disobedience now. And we all have been disobedient. And we all have broke the law. And we all have broke the covenant. And we all are rebellious. And we all are wicked. And we all are ungrateful and unholy and unthankful to the God that created us, to the God of creation, the God of life, the God of strength, the God of joy, the God of peace, the God of love, the God of help, the God of grace, the God of mercy. We have been disobedient to him, and we have broke his covenant. For your religion. That's what you broke his covenant for and his law. For your religion, for your tradition, for your gods, for your pharaohs, for your masters. That's what you have done. You walked away from the real God to serve your religion and your false gods and your idol worship after he told you not to have no idols. Leviticus 26:14. Now, this is what he was going to do to our ancestors. But if you will not hearken unto me, if you will not listen to me, Hebrews, Israel, Gentiles, if you will not hearken to me and will not do all these commandments. He was serious. He wasn't playing with our ancestors. And he's not playing with y'all either. He's not playing with y'all either. He's not playing with us either. He's serious. He's not a God that play games. It's you people want to play games. And that's why y'all hurting your own selves. And then want to blame it on the government. The government ain't doing nothing to you. Everything that's going on in your life, you did it to your own self. Trying to point the finger at the government. The government only doing what was told to be done to you for your wickedness and for your evil and for your rebellion and for you breaking the law. Whatever they doing, the God of Moses told them to do it. To you. Verse 14 of Leviticus 26. But if you not will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgment, so that you will not do all my commandments. That's what you people are doing. You are despising. One moment, people. What is despising in the Hebrew? What is despised right here in the Hebrew? Leviticus 26:15. Despise me to refuse, reject. It's Hebrew number 39:88. Reject, refuse, reprobate. Reprobate. You are a reprobate, people. You are a reprobate. Because you have despised the Creator. You have despised the God of life. You have despised and rejected and refused to do what He wants you to do right now. Just like our ancestors refused, you people refuse. And if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, That's hate. Your soul is what goes. When you die and leave this earth, your soul is what lives for eternity. Did you people know that? Your soul is what lives for eternity, either with the God of Moses, the Creator, or you go to hell and be with Satan and his demons. But he said, if your soul, that's eternity. Can't nobody kill your soul. Nobody can kill your soul. That's eternity. If your soul abhors the world abhors me, hate. If your soul abhors my judgment, whatever I say, my judgment, not what you say, not what your government say, not what your pharaoh say, what the boss on your job say, not what nobody say. If your soul abhors my judgment, whatever I say it is, that's what it is. So that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant. I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ark that consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it up. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, that they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursue you. Verse 18, and if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. I'm reading the covenant. What happens when you keep it or break it? And I will break the pride of your power. And I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield her fruits. And if you will walk contrary unto me, and I will not hearken, I'm reading Leviticus 26:21. And if you will walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues. See that, people? Verse 21, we're going to come back to that. I will bring seven more times plagues upon you according to your sin. And I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number. And your highways shall be desolate. And if you will not reform by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then I will also walk contrary unto you. And will punish you yet seven times for your sins. You're not going to get away, people. You're not going to get away. Nowhere. And I will bring a sword upon you, verse 25, that shall avenge the core of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send a pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. And if you will not for all of this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you. You also in fury, and I will chastise you seven times for your sins. Where's the government at? Where is the government at? Nowhere, people. And you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters you shall eat. And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcass of your idols. And my soul shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuaries into desolation, and I will not smell in the savory of your sweet odors. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies will dwell therein, shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw the sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbath, as long as it is lie desolate, and you shall be in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbath, as long as it lies desolate. It shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbath, when you dwell upon it. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness in their heart, in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fled from a sword, and they shall flee when not pursued. Leviticus 26:37. And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursue it, and they shall leave no power. You shall confess that, and if you shall confess,
give me a minute.
And if you, if then, verse 40, Leviticus 26:40. Leviticus 26:39. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquities in the enemy's land, and also in the iniquities of their fathers, they shall pine away with them. And if they shall confess their iniquities in the iniquities of their fathers with their trespass, which they have trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked it contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humble, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham, will I remember, and I will remember the land, and the land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbath while she lies desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of the iniquity, because they despise my judgment, and because their soul abhors my statutes. And yet, for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I hold them to destroy them, utterly to break my covenant with them. For I am a higher their God. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathens, that I might be their God, and I am a higher. These are the statutes and the judgments and the laws which are higher made between him and the children of Israel and Mount Sinai by the hands of Moses. So this is the covenant of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews, that I have read to you people. This is the covenant for obedience and disobedience. And I'm going to go all the way back up now. I'm going to start at verse 1. He told you in Leviticus 26 that you should have no idols. You should have no idols, people. But you have many idols, and you have many gods. You have many graven images all over your earth, all over your world. Your governments, your pharaohs, your masters, they got all kind of graven images set up to honor their gods. And he told you not to have no idol. You should not be loving nothing more than you love him. He told you not to bow down to idols, not to worship idols, not to build no images of stone in your land, Israel. When our ancestors get to Canaan, he told them not to have that. Verse 2, and you should keep my Sabbath and reverence in my sanctuary. Where is the sanctuary? Not over here on this side of the world. Not in Babylon, not in Europe, not in Mexico, not nowhere. Not Brazil, not Guatemala, nowhere, not Greece. His sanctuary is nowhere on this side of the world, people. That's why you are serving other gods. His sanctuary is in Zion. His sanctuary is in Jerusalem, where our ancestors was before they got kicked out of their land. All these sanctuaries and all these churches you see on these corners, they are all to other gods, not the God of Moses, not the God of Abraham, not the God of Isaac, and not the God of Jacob. They are to other gods, false gods. And that's why all your churches are closed today. You are polluting the Sabbath, Hebrew Israelites. You polluting the Sabbath. You his sanctuary. You will never put a sanctuary over here in this pagan earth for the God of Moses. Never. Inhabitation in Zion. I don't care how much big money you spend on it to build it. It's paganism. Verse 3, and if you keep walking my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. This is the only way, people. This is the only way. The government cannot help you, people. I don't care how much you march around the White House. I don't care how much you march up and down the street. You've been doing that for generations. The people that did it back then in slavery day, you are their children doing the same thing that they did. What did they get? What did my mom and them get? What did her mom and them get? What did his mom and them get? Nowhere, people. You just making a fool out of yourselves in front of your enemies. You are in the land of your enemy for your rebellion, for your wickedness. Our ancestors got kicked out of Jerusalem, and they were scattered all over the earth. You are their children. You are in the lands of your enemies. Your enemy can't help you. I don't care how many signs you hold up. You cannot be helped by them. You got to go to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's our God. We are his inheritance, and he's the only one can help us out of this corona and out of this madness that we are in. Verse 3, and if you will walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, you must do them, people. You must do them. But instead of you thinking about that, since you've been in a lockdown, you ain't thinking about the law. You ain't thinking about what the God of Moses said for us to do. Thinking about that. All you want is a government to make your life better. The government. Do you know how you making the God of Moses feel, the God of Abraham, calling on the government so much? After he took down the government in Egypt, Pharaoh. You need the God of Moses to fight for you. You need the God of Moses to protect you. You need the God of Moses to tear down the government. He's the only one can tear it down like he tore down Egypt and so many more. You walking in vain. You walking in vain and fighting in vain. It takes a God. It takes power to bring down a wicked government. Now you people walk around holding up signs. That's that's how crazy y'all are, though. Then I will give you rain. Let me go now. Leviticus 26, 6. And I will give peace in the land. He, the God of the Hebrews, will give peace in the land, people. Peace in the land. There's no peace in the land right now. Period. We got death, we got destruction, we got sickness, we got disease, we got poverty, we got all kind of stuff going on in our land. We are in the lands of our enemies. We're not even in our own land yet. And where we are right now, we don't have no peace. Why? Because we're doing the same thing that our ancestors did when they got to Canaan, when they got to the promised land. They went off. So the God of Moses started destroying and killing them and sending plagues and pestilence and disease and corona and all kind of stuff to take them out. I will give peace. Leviticus 6. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. You're terrified right now. You're scared to go out. Terrified of the coronavirus. Why are you scared now, people? You brought it on yourself with your wicked and evil ways, going against the real God to serve other gods. What are you afraid of? Afraid of the wrong one. And I will bring peace in the land. Peace, prosperity, wealth, happiness. And none shall make you afraid. And I will rear evil beasts out of land. Neither shall sword go after you through your land. This is what he told our ancestors that he was going to do for them if they obey him. But we got a sword going through the land, killing us, destroying us, hurting us, killing our kids. Why, P? Why? Because you're not serving the real God. And you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. Not your enemies chasing you, and you falling by the sword. That's what's going on right now. It's the opposite. So this shows us right here that we are breaking the covenant and the law. We ain't got no peace in our land. Yes, afraid to lay down because we scared somebody going to rob us, shoot us, kill us. Yes, we got all kind of evil beasts in the land killing our children, dogs, alligators eating up people right now. Yes. Yes, our enemy is chasing us, and we are falling before them by the sword, a knife, a gun, whatever they use as a sword to hurt you and to kill you and to stop you. We are falling before our enemies. You're talking about George Floyd and all that. George Floyd is just like you, people. He fell before his enemies. Why? For the same thing that you have done. You have went against your God to serve other gods and to serve your idols and to serve yourself and to serve your pharaohs and to serve your masters. Yes. You can walk all you want or walk for George Floyd. George Floyd is already gone. You better be trying to straighten yourself up before you go where George Floyd went. He fell before his enemy for his rebelliousness against his God. Whatever you shall chase in 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to fight. and your enemies fall before you by the sword. No, people, you're not there. You're not there. I'll go all the way down to 18 and 19, and I got to go because I got to finish this. And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. I will punish you, people, Israel, seven times more for your sins. No, the coronavirus is just one virus. And it's not gone yet, people. It's not gone yet. I don't care how much you wear masks. I don't care how much you wear social distance. I don't care what you do. The only thing going to make this corona plague go away is that you repent. You repent for going against your God for other gods. That you repent for working for man instead of working for your God. And I'm talking about the God of the Hebrews, the real God. You got to confess your sins and your transgressions, and you must repent for breaking the covenant, the law. And if you don't, he said right here, Leviticus 26:28, I'm going to punish you seven more times for your sin. So you think the coronavirus something? And I'm going to break the pride of your power. Y'all got too much pride. You got too much pride. You think you know what it is. You think you know what's going on. You people don't know nothing, man. You don't know nothing. Your enemies just laughing at you people. They laughing. The pharaohs, they laughing at y'all. Because you operate just how your ancestors operated way back there 500 years ago when we got off the slave ships. You acted the same exact way. You ain't got no wisdom. You ain't got no knowledge. You don't have no prophetic. You don't have no understanding. You are doing the same things that they did 400 years ago. And you think that's going to, the government going to respond to that? The government ain't, they ain't the one that put you where you are. No way. You just trying to point the finger on somebody because you got pride. You got pride. You don't want to say, it's my fault that I'm in a lockdown. It's my fault that my mama died. It's my fault that the coronavirus is here. It's my fault that we did wrong. It's my fault. It's our fault, people. It's not the government. It's not the 5G. We went against our God, and we did something wrong to our God. That's why we are in where we are in today. And it's not about marching. And it's not about carrying on signs. But what it is about, if we confess of our wickedness towards our God and towards one another. Verse 22. And I also will send wild beasts among you, which will rob you of your children. That's going on right now, people. Right now, as I speak. Verse 25. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities which are Babylon, all your cities, I will send a pestilence among you. Brother, come and get this out of here now. Syria. Syria. Could you get this out of here to smoke, please? Let me go to my next verse. Let's go to Numbers 14, next chapter. Yes, I had dreams. No, it's not over, people. It is not over. It's just beginning. is just beginning. Because you people don't want to do what the real God wants you to do. And you ain't been told what he wants you to do. Numbers 14. Hurry up, bro, please. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, this is the people they have rebelled. They have rebelled against the God of Moses. They had got all the way in the wilderness. And they wanted to go back to Egypt. That's why the title of this broadcast is Egypt, the mindset of a people with or without their God. With your God if you keep the law and do what your God wants you to do. Without your God if you disobey the law and do what you want to do. And that's where we are right now. That's where we are right now, people. And all the congregation, number 14:1, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. They in the wilderness. They have left Egypt. You still got the mindset of Egypt, people. The God of Moses trying to free you from Egypt. He's trying to free you from your bondage. He's trying to free you from your slavery. He's trying to free you from man and their religion and their gods. Your mind is still on Egypt. You want your economy back open, which is Egypt. You want it back open. That's Egypt. You want your jobs back. Egypt. You want your education back. Egypt. You want your idols back and your entertainment back and your clothes back and your restaurant back and your food back and everything back. Egypt. And the God of Moses locked down Egypt. All over the earth, he locked it down to free you people from Egypt and the control of man and Pharaoh. But instead of you want to be free, you want it to open back up and you want to go back into the same idolatry that you did before it was closed down. He destroyed their economy. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He has destroyed Egypt. He shut all their down, all of their pyramid, all their money, everything. But you crying for it. You're in the lockdown crying for Egypt. Oh, I want my job back. Oh, I want Pharaoh back. Oh, I can't live without my education. Oh, God, when is this world going to open again? I'm so bored here. I'm just so, oh, I need my Hollywood back. I need my modeling job back. I can't make any money now. Egypt is closed. Egypt is destroyed. I can't finish my doctor's and my lawyer's degree. All you people are thinking about Egypt. Open Egypt back up. But your government, they can't open Egypt back up. Guess why, people? Prophetically speaking to you, because they're not the one that closed Egypt. They not the ones that closed Egypt and locked Egypt down on lockdown. And guess what? Prophetically speaking to you people, if you people don't repent, Hebrews. Christian church, Mormons, Muslims, Buddhas, witches, warlocks. If you people don't repent for all your wickedness that you have done against the God of Abraham and the God of Jacob, Egypt will be modern day Egypt right now where we live it. It will be destroyed just like ancient Egypt. That's the next thing on the list, people. That's the next thing on the list. The God of Moses will destroy Egypt just like he destroyed it before. He's going to open up this world, open up this economy, and let you go back into your paganism. The Christian church calling on Jesus and Jesus and Jehovah. A God that can't hear you and a God that can't help you. Because if he could help you people will already be living the way you want to live. Your churches will already be open. They locked down by the real God, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac. They locked down. Egypt is on lockdown. And the next day will be him to destroy the pharaohs of Egypt. That's the next thing coming up, people. So you might as well forget about Egypt. And the children of Israel, right here in Numbers chapter 14, verse 1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses, just like they murmured against the government right now. Just like they murmured against the government right now. Like the government can help them. And they more wicked and evil than they are. Because they the ones set up all these religions, the pharaohs that you see. All these religions and all these churches and all these names and all these gods and all these jobs and all this entertainment and all this clothes and all this stuff that you see in this earth today in their cities, Egypt. They the ones set it up. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we have died in the land of Egypt. That's how much they loved Egypt. They was willing to die. Whatever they had to do, they wanted to go back to Egypt. Whatever you people, whatever the pharaohs do to you people, it's okay with y'all. Long as y'all can go back to Egypt. I serve their God. I serve Ra. I serve Jah. I serve Jesus. I serve Jesus. I serve Allah. I serve Buddha. I worship other gods. It doesn't matter. Whatever I need to do, I just got to get back to Egypt. In the land. They told Aaron, the prophet, and Moses, the prophet, the priest, Aaron, I wish we would have died in Egypt, Moses. I wish we would have died in Egypt. They was rebellious and evil and wicked. But would God we had died in the wilderness. I wish we would have just died in the wilderness, Moses. Because I can't stand this God that you are talking about. I can't stand him. I don't know him. I don't want to know him. I don't want to talk about him. I'm comfortable with my gods that I always served in Egypt. Even though Egypt was destroyed, Listen to me, people. Even though Egypt was destroyed, they wanted to go back to a place that was not even there no more. That's how sick they was in their mind and in their heart and in their spirit. They wanted to go back to a place that didn't even exist anymore. It was destroyed by the God of Moses. Y'all want to go back to Egypt, right? You don't want to let it go, huh? You don't want to let it go. You want it back open. You want to go back to your paganism. Moses, I wish we would have died in Egypt or in the wilderness. Numbers 14:3. And wherefore hath Ahio brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? What did God bring us out here for, Moses? People walked thousands of miles on their feet with their children. Thousands of miles. Went through the Red Sea, seen the army of Pharaoh drown. And they told Moses and Aaron, why did your God bring us out here to this land to fall by the sword? That our wives and our children should be a prey. Wasn't it better for us to return into Egypt? That's what y'all want. Egypt means bondage. Give it up right here in the Hebrew. Mismarai. If you look up the word bondage, they wanted to go right back to slavery. They wanted to go right back to their gods. They didn't want the real God. Just like you people don't want the real God. You don't want to be free from slavery and bondage. You walking up and down the streets of Egypt right now. All over the earth is Egypt. Saying with signs, vote police brutality. Black lives matter. This matter. That matter. Do you think your enemies, do you think Pharaoh care about what is the matter to you? The God of Moses had to destroy Egypt. The God of Moses today had to lock Egypt down to get you people to where you are right now. He had to lock Egypt down. Your economy, he had to lock it down, Egypt, to try and get you people to wake up and see that all the things you have did and followed and worshiped and desired in your life is false. It's magic. It's magic. It's hallucinations. It's not real. It's a delusion that you are falling. Verse 4, and they said unto one another, let us make us a captain, and let us return it to Egypt. You want to go back to Egypt. You want things to go back to the way they were. That cannot happen, people. Prophetically speaking to you, that cannot happen. That cannot happen. It cannot. I told you about three weeks ago that the God of Moses was quiet. He hadn't been talking to me about nothing for 3 weeks. He was totally quiet. And then one day he spoke to me about a week ago and said, they built beasts. They are built beasts. I cannot reason with these people, daughter. I don't lock down Egypt. I'm killing people. I'm just killing people, taking lives. And they still want to go back to Egypt. And Egypt is the one that is killing you and destroying you and teaching you against the real God. Just like it did to our ancestors. It's doing the same thing to you. No, the death is not over, people. And let me keep reading. Verse Numbers 14:5. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. They fell on their face because they could not believe that these people, after all that they had went through to get these people to where the God of Moses wanted them to go, they turn around and begin to cry out to one another and say, oh, we got to go back to Egypt. Oh, we're going to die out here in this wilderness. And that's how you people feel right now, because you ain't got no job. You can't survive without Egypt. You ain't got your religion. You can't just survive without your false gods. You ain't got your education. You can't survive without their wisdom and their degrees. You want to go back, and Aaron and Moses fell on their face before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel, and Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephthah, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. They couldn't believe these wicked, evil people. And the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and the God of the Hebrews cannot believe what he is seeing today. You are worse, sir, than your ancestors. You desire Egypt, but Egypt don't desire you. Egypt never desired you. All Egypt ever wanted to do was enslave you and teach you another God and make Egypt great and make you poor and destituted and weak as a people. That's what Egypt has done to you. That's what it did to our ancestors. It made them weak, destituted, and they poor, impoverished people in the earth. Egypt has did the same thing to you, and you want to go back. You telling the God of Moses, open up the economy. I got to go to Egypt. But it won't happen like that, people. It won't happen like that. Joshua, he rent his clothes. He rent his clothes in half. He couldn't believe it. How evil and wicked our ancestors was against a God that loved them. A God that destroyed Pharaoh and brought down Egypt. They couldn't believe it. After he had killed thousands already, they still rebelling. Say something today. He done killed millions of people already all over the earth by the sword of the God of Moses. Not no government. I said the God of Moses. He done killed millions. Children, women, men, whole families, babies, everything. And you people still, you still are desiring Egypt instead of desiring your God. Verse 7. And they spoke, I'm reading Numbers 14:7. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is exceedingly a good land. And if a higher delight in us, then he would bring us into this land and give it to us in a land that flow with milk and honey. Only rebel not against Ahia. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Ahia is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bared stones, there were stones, and the glory of Ahia appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. They ready to stone Moses and Aaron and Joshua and Caleb. They ready to kill them just because they're speaking against Egypt. And they telling them, no, we're not going back to no Egypt. We got to move forward. We got to move forward now, people. We cannot no longer desire Egypt. We must move forward. We must make our exodus while we have the time, while we have the space. We must make our exodus out of Egypt and not desire it any longer, because it will destroy you. And the God of Moses ain't going to let you go back to Egypt. He locked it down. He closed it down. He shut it down. He's not going to let you go back to Egypt. He didn't let the children of Israel go back to Egypt. He did not let them go back. Before he let them go back, guess what happened in the wilderness? He killed them. He killed every last one of them. You people better wake up and realize where you are prophetically. So they made the God of Moses angry, so he appeared in the tabernacle before all the children of Israel. And Ahia said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? Moses, how long are these people going to provoke me, Moses? They making me very, very, very angry. And you people been provoking him for 4 months. 4 months you've been provoking, rejecting, despising. How long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I showed them? All the signs that I showed these people. I closed their churches down. I showed them that their gods that they calling on and praying to are not real. They false. How long they gonna provoke me? Close all their schools down. They wicked demonic education. How long? And they desired it. They desired. How long, Moses? How long? I will smite them. Numbers 14:12. How long, Moses? I'm hurting here. They provoking me. They gonna make me kill so many million more people. How long? I will smite them with the pestilence. Numbers 14:12. I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them and make of thee a greater nation, more mightier than they. You provoked them. You provoked the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to wrath. Israel, he views you're not keeping a real God. You're not serving a real God. Hebrew Israelites, the ones say you're in the truth, you're not serving the real God. You don't even know him. You provoked him to this wrath that we see in the earth. And I don't care how much you beg your government and threaten your government with signs and picketing and marching and walking and all that. I don't care how much you do that. You provoked a Messiah, the God of the Hebrews, to do what he did to Egypt. The government cannot open this economy. The government cannot open Egypt. It's locked down by the holy angels. They got the keys. Only they can open. When the God of Moses tell them to open, he won't be opening them. He will not be opening this, people. Egypt is over. It's finished. The next thing is the other plagues that he's going to send you seven times more for your iniquities and for your transgressions and for your sins. That's what's coming up, people. Because you have provoked him too many times now. You've been in a lockdown 4 months provoking him. How are you provoking him? Just like your ancestors provoked him. You still desired Egypt. They provoked him because they kept desiring Egypt. And they kept wanting to go back to their life. Just like you provoking him. You want to go back to your life, Egypt. I will smite them with pestilence. Look up the word pestilence. It's going to say plague in English. And look up the word plague. Plague is pneumonia, pneumonia, a lung disease, coronavirus. That's just one pestilence. You got six more coming, people. The Hebrew nation. Because you will not change, people. You will not change. And you don't want to change. Next verse. And I will smite them with pestilence and disinherit them. And Moses said unto Ahiah, then Egyptians should hear, for thou broughtest up this people and thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. But they will hear that thou, Ahiah, are among this people, that thou, Ahiah, are seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them. And that thou goest before them by day in a pillar, and of a cloud in a pillar of a fire by night. This is the real God. Them gods you calling on, they false and they fake. They not real. They ain't got no power. None at all. They just idols and images and statues and stones. They can't talk. They can't walk. They can't breathe. They can't fight for you. They can't do nothing for you. And that's why you are being destroyed right now by your enemy in the land of Egypt. By your enemy. Why? Because the gods that you serve don't have no power. They can't fight for you. They can't stop Pharaoh from destroying you and manipulating you and enslaving you, and using you, and killing you, and hurting you, and doing whatever he, and getting rich off you. Whatever he want to do, he can do it, because you don't got no God to fight for you, because you have provoked your God, the God of Abraham, the real God of Moses, to anger. So he told Moses, tell him, this is what I'm going to do to him. Numbers 14:14. And they would tell it to the half. Okay, I'm going down here now. Verse 15. Now if thou should kill all these people, because that's what Ahiah wanted to do. He wanted to kill every last one of your ancestors. Every last one of the children of Israel that was in the wilderness, he wanted to kill them. That's how provoked and heated up and mad that he was. Y'all see the coronavirus, it's been maybe 400,000 or a million, whatever, people die. Trying to get you people to wake up, to realize, to understand that there's something in your life that you are doing wrong. and it's not right. But instead of you looking at that, you want to aim all your energy and all your force and all your might towards the government. Like the government is the one that's killing you. Like the government is the one that's poisoning you. Like the government is the one that's making you sick. They just a vessel being used by the God of Abraham. That's all it is. It's the God of the Hebrew that has sent the sword out after you and against you. It ain't no government. He killing you his own self, people. I ain't seen there's nowhere in this Bible that the government is doing anything. And look what he told. And if thou shalt kill them, all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, said, because the higher was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to them. Therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, Ahiah, let the power of my Ahiah be great according as thou hast spoken and said. Ahiah is long suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clear the guilt, visiting iniquities of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of thy mercy. And as for thou hast given this people from Egypt even unto now, he's been merciful with us, people. Even up to now, he has. Still merciful. Because he want to consume all of you people. I have to speak as you people because I am the prophetess of the Hebrew nation. But because he's so merciful, you are still alive today, people. But he's still looking at you to see what you're going to do. You keep loving Egypt. You keep loving what Egypt have to offer you and to give you. You're not going to make it, people. I had a dream. A dream vision it was. About maybe 4 nights ago. 3 or 4 nights ago. And I seen a lot of people in white. And I was sitting in a restaurant. A lot of women, two sisters, they walked up to me. They had communion. They was trying to give me communion. This restaurant was crowded of people. They all had on white, like they had on doctor uniforms. Like they was nurses and doctors. And I started talking to her about Christianity, how it's false, how they teach against the law. They teach the law is done away with and all of that. I was telling them, no, I don't believe in communion. I don't believe in no communion because that have everything to do with Christianity, and Christianity is false. All of religion is false in this earth. Every religion that you see is false. And then I was took into another part of the dream. And I've been dreaming for like 2 nights in a row, or maybe 3, about burying people died and stuff like that. And that's what I saw in the dream. People was being buried, laying on stretchers, dead. So prophetically said to you, what you have saw so far is just the tip of the iceberg, people. It's just the tip of the iceberg. He's not finished with us yet. Because you still desire Egypt. And you can't desire Egypt and serve the real God, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of the Hebrews. Egypt must be out of your heart. Egypt must be out of your soul. Egypt must be out of your mind. You can't serve Pharaoh and the God of Moses. You got to let him go. Your feet. You got to make an exodus on your feet and trust in the real God. Confess your sins and your iniquities of your fathers. That they did wrong to the real God. And you doing worse than them. Confess. Jesus is not real. You don't have to believe him no more. You don't have to believe him no more. It's perfectly clear that your God, Jesus and Jehovah, is false. Let me keep going. I want to prove that. And the highest said, Numbers 14:20, and the highest said, I have part according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with my glory of the glory of the highest. Because all those men which have seen my glory in my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these ten times, and have not hearkened to my voice. Surely they shall not see the land. So you Hebrew Israelites and you Christians and Mormons and all you religious people just think you're going to be raptured up and caught up in the air and be with God and all of that. Are you Hebrew Israelites thinking God going to send an angel to come and zap you up out of here? No. It's not going to happen like that. You're going to have to exit on your foot, on your feet, trusting and believing and denouncing all your idols, all your gods, all your religions. You must denounce it or you will die in Egypt. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews. You would die right there in Egypt with Pharaoh and his army. Now listen, people. Surely, Numbers 14:23. Surely they should not see the land which I swore to their fathers. Why? Because they tempted him 10 times. In the wilderness. Y'all people have invoked and tempted the God of Moses while you've been in this lockdown. You have not changed. You're the same old tired, wore out minded person that you was 4 months ago that you are right now today. You have not changed. You still thinking about going back to work and making you some money. Do y'all people really think the God of Moses is going to sit back and watch this all over again? You've got to be crazy if you think that's going to happen, people. You love Egypt. You desire Egypt, just like the children of Israel. They wanted to go back to Egypt so bad that they provoked the higher 10 times in the wilderness. They died right there in the wilderness. No, he didn't let them go back to Egypt. They never did make it back to Egypt. And you won't either, people. And you won't either. He already locked it down. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and I got to get out of here, and have followed me fully, will I bring him into the land whereto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you up into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the highest spake unto Moses, unto Aaron, said, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation? Y'all people evil. It's only 10% that's going to make it out of Egypt. Egypt is this whole world. Wherever you see, where they got their cities built up, big monuments and banks and all kind of stuff that they adore and are ravish and love to look at and ponder on. And they got slaves working for them all over the earth. That's Egypt. How long should I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? You know how you murmur against the real God? By talking to your other gods and telling your other gods that you believe in them and they got power. Jesus, open my church. Jesus, do this. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I pray. Jehovah, Buddha, Allah, YHWH, Most High, TMH. You murmuring against the God of Moses, the God of Jacob, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. They're murmuring against the church. He said, how long should I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurs of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live. He said, Moses, I promise you, Moses. Prophet Moses, you got to have a prophet right now, people. I'm telling y'all what you got to have. Ain't nobody else going to be able to lead you and help you, guide you to the real God without a prophet. As I live, say Ahia, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Everything that you people have spoken in the lockdown, all of y'all, Jew and Gentile, Ahia have heard you. He have heard you make statements like, I want to go back to my work. I want to go back to my school. I want to go back to my career. I want to go back to my big street, beautiful house, my vacations. He don't heard all of that. I want my God back, my religion, my Christianity. Oh, I miss Jesus. I miss Jehovah. Oh, God. Why they won't open up the church, the government? The government won't open it up. Hey, Zeus, Jesus, Jehovah, Buddha, Allah, TMH, YHWH, can you help us, please? Open back up the church so we can go back to worship you. You've been murmuring against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the real God, and he have heard you. And that's why you people are still in lockdown. And guess what? Your government, they are locked down with you because they don't know how to open the economy. They don't have no clue to how to open it up. Your Pharaoh's in lockdown with you. Say unto them, as truly as I live, said Ahia, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness. You're going to die right here, people. I promise you that I'm going to kill you. You people think you're going to get away. I'm going back to my job. I'm going back to work. I'm going back to this. I'm going back to that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You're not going to do nothing. Because it's the God of the Hebrews time to teach you now. Man have taught you how to be wicked. Man have taught you how to be rebellious. Man have taught you how to serve the wrong God. Man have taught you how to be prideful. Now it's time for the God of Moses to teach you. And your bodies, Numbers 14:29, your bodies shall fall in the wilderness. And all that were numbered of you according to the whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which shall murmur against me. I'm going to kill all the 20-year-old and all the upward. Anybody 20 years old and older, I'm going to kill them, Moses. And you talking about the government people. You talking about who? The government? Who? You are a lost, pathetic, miserable, disgusting, nasty, filthy, polluted people. He's going to kill from 20 years old and up. Watch out, people. Watch out for the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. Watch out. Because all you don't do is murmur and complain. You want to get back to your party and your world and your life and your Egypt. And your clothes and your joys and your weave hair and your this and that. He said, I'm going to kill him from 20 years old up. Doubtless, you should not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell there. Say, Caleb, Caleb's son, and Jacob, Joshua, the son. You ain't going to make it, people. You will not, Israel, let me hold on. Hebrew Israelites, Hebrew nation, you will not make it to Jerusalem. You will not make it to Zion. You will die right there in the wilderness, leaving Egypt. You remember the children of Israel? They left Egypt. They decided, yeah, come on, Moses, we're gonna go with you. Hey, yeah, come on. Yeah, they were swallowing Moses. They were never following the God of Moses. They was only following a man. Yeah, Moses, come on, we're gonna go with you, Aaron. Come on, yeah, we're gonna be free. And they died right there in the wilderness. When they left Egypt on foot. And you, prophetically speaking, you're going to exodus Egypt on foot as a people. And the only people that's going to make it in the wilderness, when we don't depend on the government and on pharaohs and the system of Egypt to take care of us, we're going to walk away. We're going to exodus on foot. And the only people are going to make it in the wilderness is the people like Caleb and Joshua. They had another spirit. They were like the other people. All the ungrateful people. All the people begin to miss Egypt and miss their money and miss their job and miss their food and miss their this and miss their that. They died right there in the wilderness. It's going to happen again the same way. Only the remnant will make it to see Zion. The 10% only will make it to see Zion. But your little ones but your little one, excuse me, I'm finished with that. I'm going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10 right now. Deuteronomy 6:10. Let me see how much time I have. I don't know. Hopefully this come out right, guys. I don't see nothing here. Hopefully this come out right. I don't hear nothing. You know what I do? I'm just going to end it right now. I'm just going to end this right now, and because I don't even know if it's coming out right or nothing. I don't know. I'm on attack with this lesson. So I'm going to end it right here, and we're going to pick it up at Deuteronomy 6, verse 10. What I'm going to do is hopefully it came out right, and if it did, I'm going to end this one. I'm going to come back live and finish where I left off. Let me end this. I don't know.